from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us here today as we hold an important press conference on efforts that Erie County and our partner organizations are doing to reach a heart-safe certificate. And make certain that Erie County and the people in our community are properly trained to address issues associated with heart attacks and hands-only CPR. I'm Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars. You will be hearing from myself as well as from our Health Commissioner, Dr. Gail Burstein. We also have Tom Lowe here, the Community Impact Director from the American Heart Association, Dr. Les Bisson from the Jacobs School of Medicine, as well as the Medical Director for the Buffalo Bills. And we also have Michelle Roberts, the Community Impact Director from the Buffalo Bills. In my 2024 State of the County, we announced that it was our goal to ensure that Erie County received a HeartSafe certification as being a community that has properly trained its residents in CPR, as well as the other things that are necessary to ensure truthfully a healthy lifestyle and that people can survive, unfortunately, a heart issue. It was a major announcement from the standpoint of there was a lot of work that was going to go into it to reach this goal. This was not something that was just easily could be done, nor could be done solely by Erie County. We have at this point more than 150 partner organizations that we are working with, and of course the American Heart Association and the Buffalo Bills are two key ones, but there are many others that we're working with to try to reach certification to ensure that we as a community are properly trained to address issues if someone is dealing with a heart attack. We have been, as you see, we have our assistants here that are going around the county with their friends and partners as we are doing training sessions on hands-only CPR, including more than 2,000 people were trained at the Erie County Fair, just passing through our county departmental area in the Marketplace building and agreeing to take a training on site so that they can learn right away what they could do in case someone is having a cardiac event. And we still have more to go, but we've trained thousands and thousands of individuals since we made the announcement earlier this year at the State of the County. And this is part and parcel from the work that's being done by our Department of Health, but also our partner organizations, because our partner organizations are also doing this training as well. In a community as large as ours, with nearly a million people, you're not going to be able to do this training in just a few weeks. It takes time to get as many people as necessary to do the training, but also to get the information out to the public as to why it's important that we're a heart-safe community that we're certified for that. And what you can do as an individual through training or other actions to ensure that we can meet that certification. Hands-only CPR is important because applying a hands-only CPR in a situation before an ambulance come may be the difference between life or death. And it is important that more people in our community are trained in that process. So we're going out into the community. You'll hear more about it from Dr. Burstein in a few moments as to what we're doing and how we're partnering with others. But I want to thank our partners and those that are here today because it is only through the relationships we have and the work that they're doing that we are able to actually reach a goal, which is to reach that certification. I think we understand the need for it. We witnessed it firsthand, unfortunately, a couple of years ago, but thankfully Damar Hamlin was saved because of the life-saving techniques that were applied to him on the field in Cincinnati. And that's why I want to thank the Buffalo Bills for continuing their work in this matter because they saw it firsthand. The players saw it firsthand. The entire country saw it firsthand, that having that life-saving technique that is applied immediately can save a life. And last I saw, Damar is now, I think, the starting strong safety for our team. It wasn't looking like he may never play football again. He was looking for a while there that he may not live. But he was able to live because of the work of so many at that moment. And we are trying to ensure that if someone else is in a situation where maybe they don't have the medical professionals standing by as at a football game, but just somebody who knows CPR can save a life. And those minute, that 2 minutes of hands-only CPR can make a difference before the trained professionals come there and save that life and give that person a second chance on life. Before I turn it over to Tom, I do want to thank Joan from Deaf Access Services, our American Sign Language interpreter here today, for her work and the work, of course, from our friends from Deaf Access Services to ensure that those that have a hearing disability are able to participate in our press conferences and understand exactly what we're doing. So thank you for being here. With that, I'm going to turn over to Tom Lowe, the Community Impact Director from the American Heart Association, to talk a little bit more about the process for the certification and where we stand today and what you can do as a member of our community to help us meet that goal. Tom.
Thank you, Keith. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me begin today with a heartfelt thank you to everyone here for being a part of a nation of lifesavers and to Erie County for helping to create a heart-safe community. Proudly, the American Association is the worldwide leader in resuscitation science, education, training, and advocacy. We are the official publisher of the CPR guidelines that set the standard for resuscitation best practices across the world. We are committed to doubling the survival rates of cardiac arrest by 2030, and efforts like this are how we can do that. We want everyone everywhere to be prepared and empowered to save a life with CPR. To help achieve that goal, we work with local organizations, municipal buildings, schools, and more to create cardiac emergency response plans to ensure people know what to do in emergency situations. We promote CPR and AED awareness through events, social media campaigns, telling story through local news outlets, awareness events like CPR and AED Awareness Week in June, and so much more. We want to meet people where they are to teach them this life-saving skill. Just through our collaboration with the Buffalo Bills and thanks to the help of Dr. Les Bisson and UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the Heartbeat Initiative has trained and educated more than 11,000 people over the last 6 months. Through our combined work of all of us here today, we are truly making an impact in our community, and thank you all for helping to turn a nation of bystanders into a nation of lifesavers. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Now it's my pleasure to introduce to the podium the June A. and Eugene R. Mendel Professor and Chair of the Department of Orthopedics in the Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences at the University of Buffalo and Medical Director of the Buffalo Bills. That's a long title. Dr. Les Bisson.
Thanks. On behalf of UBMD and our CPR team, thank you for the opportunity to be part of this program. There are approximately 1,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in the United States every day, and only about 10% of these survive. With bystander CPR, a person's chance of survival is increased by 2 to 3 times. It increases even more if there is rapid application of an AED. Like many things in healthcare, there's a racial and community disparity in how often someone gets bystander CPR. Following Damar Hamlin's on-field cardiac arrest in January of 2023, We assembled a team which included members of the Buffalo Black Nurses Incorporated, the Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences Black Men in White Coats, and members of UBMD Emergency Medicine and UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, including our longstanding athletic training outreach program. We created a team of AHA certified CPR instructors and developed a culturally informed CPR and AED education and training program that we brought to student athletes and their family members in several high schools in Buffalo's historically underserved communities. Our goals were to bring CPR and AED training to the people, to do it in approximately 10 minutes, and do it for free. Through collaborations with the American Heart Association, the Buffalo Bills, and many other community groups, our program has grown to involve over 100 AHA certified CPR instructors who have delivered CPR and AED education and training to over 12,000 members of Buffalo's historically underserved communities at over 100 events in the last year. We are grateful for the opportunity to help make Erie County a heart-safe community and empower more community members as lifesavers. Remember, if you see someone collapse and become unresponsive, or encounter someone who's unresponsive, call 911, start pushing hard and fast in the center of their chest, and send someone for an AED. When it arrives, open it, turn it on, and it will tell you what to do. Remember that doing anything is better than doing nothing, and that you are protected by Good Samaritan laws. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bisson. As I said, one of our partners all along has been Michelle Roberts from the Buffalo Bills. They are working on this as a key factor associated with community relations, but just to ensure that everyone in our community can hopefully get the life-saving response that one of their own players did. So, Michelle.
As everyone is well aware, through our organization's experiences with our owner and president, Kim Pegula, and safety, Damar Hamlin, we know firsthand the importance of being educated and empowered to perform CPR in an emergency situation. Inspired by these events, we've been working over the past year to create awareness and positive change. On behalf of the Buffalo Bills, I would like to thank Erie County for their leadership in the Heart Safe Community Initiative, especially Mark Polenkars for his commitment and leadership, along with Jason Hurley, Kelly Sullivan, and Nate Lippett, who have worked tirelessly on this collaboration. They've pulled together our partners to really effectively work together towards this goal. I'd also like to recognize our partners Tom Lowe and the team at American Heart Association and Dr. Bisson with UBMD, who show up with life-saving trainers event after event. We're all on a mission. They'll be showing up again this Sunday at our home opener, which we have designated as our Bills Heartbeat Game, and it will include hands-only CPR training on the Boulevard at Highmark Stadium starting at 9 a.m. until kickoff. We'll honor local heroes during our pregame ceremony with the Heart Saver Hero Award for performing life-saving CPR earlier this year. We're going to recognize CPR trainers who will be part of our banner holders on the field prior to team introductions, and we're going to play a two-step CPR training video so everyone in the stadium on game day can learn CPR. Since last year, we've teamed up with Highmark to put CPR Anytime kits in every library in Erie County so anyone in our community, in our county, can learn CPR within their own home. We have worked with American Heart Association to distribute CPR and youth sports kits to local sports teams and youth organizations. We've also hosted large-scale community trainings at Highmark Stadium, Johnny B. Wiley, All High Stadium, at all training camp practices, and most recently, last Tuesday at Niagara Falls High School. This fall, we have additional CPR trainings that we'll host at select Bills games, as well as at the Ad Pro Training Facility as part of the American Heart Association's Cycle Nation event on October 27th. We are thankful for our partners working towards making Erie County a heart-safe community. Through our collaborative efforts, community members throughout the county will know what to do in an emergency situation and ultimately save lives.
And finally, the leader of our Department of Health, who has been leading our community through some very interesting times in the last few years, of course, dealing primarily with the response to COVID, and someone who's always there for our community when necessary, Dr. Gail Burstein.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you know, I just want to explain how comprehensive this program is. It's really a success that we're going to be able to meet this challenge. So there are three areas of focus to reach this designation. So first, we need public access to AEDs, and you heard how we are going to be disseminating AEDs, you know, all over our county. We're getting people trained on how and when to use CPR, and you've heard a lot about those efforts, and we're going to have thousands of people trained in no time. And also develop protocols for EMS in hospitals, and we are working on that. So in the big picture, a sudden cardiac arrest are exactly that, sudden. And they're absolutely terrifying for anybody to witness. So a person can go from walking and talking, you know, eating dinner, to completely unresponsive in a blink of an eye. So the mechanical efforts of immediate hands-only CPR can keep that person alive until first responders or medical personnel can arrive. So you can be that lifesaver if you are trained. So we're not only are we going to be giving 15% of our Erie County residents this life-saving training, we're also working to expand access to AEDs, as I mentioned, in public spaces, and on the healthcare infrastructure side of things for hospitals and EMS to reduce the time between first compression and the first shock. They will get there. So Erie County cannot do this alone. This is a great collaboration with our partners here. And then I just also want to point out that of our own efforts in the Erie County Health Department, I want to give a shout out and a warm thank you to our Deputy Commissioner of Emergency Medical Services, Greg Gill, for also leading our efforts in the County Health Department. So thanks, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Thank you, Dr. B. Greg Gill's hiding in the back there. He likes to kind of hang out in the back. First off, once again, I want to thank all our partners. Working together, we will get that HeartSafe Community certification. But there's more work to do. You said 15%. You're talking about 150,000 people in total that have to be trained. So thank you to UBMD, the Buffalo Bills, of course, the American Heart Association. The job is not done, but we've accomplished a lot in a few months. And even when we reach the certification, we're still going to work at it. We're not going to just stop and say, oh, we meet the certification, we're done now. No, we're going to try to train as many people as we can in our community, in the urban areas, the suburban areas, the rural areas. We've distributed AEDs all across this community, and I was just advised we have 27 more that will be coming, and those will be distributed to areas that have a lack of AEDs right now. If you go into a governmental building, there's probably an AED in that building, and it may be multiple ones on a floor. If you go into public school, there's an AED there. If you're going into some business locations newer, there's an AED there. But if you go into some of the older communities, there may not be. So we're going to continue to distribute that. And the great thing about the AEDs today is they basically walk you right through the whole process so that you, an individual who's never been trained in it, can actually learn instantly on the spot how to use the AED, while hopefully someone else in the meantime is doing hands-only CPR so that they can give that person the best chance they have. With that, I'll open up to any questions on topic, and if there are any off-topic questions, we'll take them afterwards.
Is 15% uniform for other counties as well?
Do you know that? Yeah. So Citizen CPR Foundation sets the requirements for the HeartSafe Communities designation, and 15% is one of their 13 requirements, so that's pretty standard across any organization going after or community going after the designation.
So 15% isn't the only requirement to get the HeartSafe designation?
That's correct. Dr. Burstein kind of highlighted those three key areas, but there are 13 elements. Training is a big one. It's probably the most tangible one. There's policy requirements. There's all sorts of other campaign requirements, public education requirements, and things like that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh.
I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.